Chapter 9. Sharing the Road. Everybody has a right to the roadway. Remember to be courteous and communicate your presence and intentions to avoid crashes. Pedestrians. Pedestrians are difficult to see, and it is difficult to determine their intentions. As a driver, always be prepared to yield to pedestrians even if they are not in a crosswalk. Yield to pedestrians crossing at intersections, even when a crosswalk is not marked. Always yield the right of way to persons who are visually impaired. When a pedestrian is crossing a street guided by a dog or carrying a white cane, come to a complete stop. Yield the right of way to all pedestrians in the intersection even if the traffic light is green. When making a right or left turn on red, be prepared to yield the right of way to pedestrians. When driving next to parked or stopped vehicles, pedestrians can walk out between these vehicles. Slow down and do not pass until you are sure there are no pedestrians crossing in front of it. Check for pedestrians in your path before backing, especially in parking lots or places where there are many pedestrians. Be careful in playground and residential areas where children could run out from between parked vehicles. It is a good idea to drive slower than the speed limit in these areas and be prepared to stop quickly. In a school zone when lights are flashing or children are present, obey a slower speed limit. At a school crossing where there is traffic patrol, stop and yield if signaled to do so. Bicyclists. Bicycles are considered vehicles when on roadways. Bicyclists are required and expected to follow the same rules of the road as motorized vehicles. As a motorist, know that a bicyclist has the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as you. Respect for each other will aid in the smooth flow of traffic. Bicyclists may not be easily seen in traffic. Be alert for bicyclists and be extra careful when approaching them. Just as motorists have different levels of skill, bicyclists also have varying levels of skills. A skillful bicyclist rides predictably and holds a steady line. An unskillful bicyclist may swerve unpredictably, ignore traffic signs and signals, and ride without a light at night. If you see an unskillful bicyclist, be ready for any sudden movements. As a driver, yield to bicyclists in intersections as you would for pedestrians and other vehicles. Yield the right of way when a bicycle path or bike lane intersects a road. Do not stop, park, or drive on a designated bicycle path or lane unless entering or leaving an alley or driveway, performing official duties, directed by a police officer, or an emergency exists. Allow as much space as possible and slow down when approaching or passing a bicyclist. You should slow down and let the cyclist clear the intersection before making the turn. Avoid slowing down or stopping quickly. A motor vehicle's brakes are more powerful than a bicycle's and you could cause a crash. Avoid sounding the horn close to bicyclists unless there is a chance of a crash. Sounding the horn to alert your presence may startle bicyclists and cause them to steer into your path and crash. Watch carefully for bicyclists entering the lane. Be especially careful if you see children riding bikes on the sidewalk. They may come onto the road. Avoid turning sharply in front of a bicyclist and do not force a bicyclist off the road. Although bicyclists are required to ride in the direction of traffic, you should look for them riding anywhere on the roadway. Be particularly careful around bicyclists when the roadway is wet or covered with sand or gravel. These conditions affect bicycles much more so than vehicles. Cooperate with bicyclists. They are required to use hand signals when turning and stopping. However, keep in mind that bicyclists may be unable to signal if road or traffic conditions require them to keep both hands on the handlebars. Look for other clues of a bicyclist's intent, such as turning his or her head or looking over his or her shoulder before changing lane position. When parked on the street, check to the sides and rear for bicyclists before opening the vehicle door. Check for bicyclists in the path before backing. Be especially cautious near schools or residential areas where bicyclists may be present. When passing or overtaking a bicyclist, make sure to leave them plenty of room. 32-26-26.1. Overtaking bicycle. Minimum separation. Violation is misdemeanor. The driver of any motor vehicle overtaking a bicycle proceeding in the same direction shall allow a minimum of a 3-foot separation between the right side of the driver's vehicle, including any mirror or other projection, and the left side of the bicycle if the posted limit is 35 miles per hour or less, and shall allow a minimum of 6 feet separation if the posted limit is greater than 35 miles per hour. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, a motor vehicle overtaking a bicycle proceeding in the same direction may partially cross the highway centerline or the dividing line between two lanes of travel in the same direction if it can be performed safely. The driver of the motor vehicle shall maintain that separation until safely past the overtaken bicycle. A violation of this section is a Class 2 misdemeanor. Motorcyclists. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers. However, it may be more difficult to see them. There are special situations and conditions we need to be aware of so we can safely share the road with motorcycles. Allow a motorcyclist a full lane width. Do not share the lane. The motorcycle needs space for the motorcyclist to react to other traffic. Motorcycles are small and therefore more difficult to see. Be aware that motorcycles can be part of the traffic mix. Always check mirrors and blind spots for them. Before turning left, be alert for motorcycles by looking carefully to the front and sides of the vehicle. Do not assume a motorcycle is turning when you see its turn signal flashing. Motorcycle turn signals may not self-cancel, and the motorcyclist may have forgotten to turn them off. Wait to be sure the rider is going to turn before proceeding. When following a motorcyclist, allow for a minimum 4-second following distance or more in wet conditions. Otherwise, you may not have enough time or space to avoid a crash. Motorcycle riders may suddenly need to change lane position to avoid hazards such as potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, and grooved pavement, which can be deadly to a motorcyclist. Keep in mind that scooters and mopeds travel at much lower speeds than motorcycles. Large trucks and buses. More than 250,000 crashes occur between cars and commercial vehicles each year. Many of these crashes could be avoided by keeping these points in mind. Commercial vehicles are generally larger vehicles and less maneuverable than cars. These vehicles have much larger blind spots than cars. They have longer stopping and accelerating distances and need more room to turn. Due to their size, large trucks and buses present unique problems to motorists who share the highway with them. A loaded truck with good tires and properly adjusted brakes traveling at 55 miles per hour on a clear, dry roadway requires a minimum of 290 feet to come to a complete stop. Buses may require a minimum of 300 feet to come to a complete stop. Trucks and buses require more room than automobiles to execute turns, make lane changes, and for other driving maneuvers. Trucks and buses have blind spots called no zones. No zones are the areas around trucks and buses where cars disappear into blind spots or are so close that they restrict the truck or bus driver's ability to stop or maneuver safely. Both types of no zones greatly increase the potential for a crash. Know the no zone. The no zone. The no zone is the area around large trucks or buses where vehicles disappear from the commercial driver's view into blind spots. These blind spots are on the sides, rear, and front of the large vehicle. Side no zones. Large trucks and buses have big no zones on both sides. They are much larger than your vehicle's blind spots. Trucks have a larger blind spot on their right side starting behind the cab and extending up to the length of the truck. If you cannot see the driver's face in the side view mirror, they cannot see you. Avoid driving alongside a large vehicle for any longer than required under any circumstances. If the driver needs to swerve or change lanes, the chances of a crash are greatly increased. Front no zones. Because of a large vehicle's size and weight, they take longer to stop than cars. A loaded truck with good tires and properly adjusted brakes, under ideal conditions, traveling at 55 miles per hour requires a minimum of 335 feet before coming to a complete stop, or greater than 1.5 times the stopping distance of a car. Therefore, it is essential not to enter a roadway in front of a large vehicle or change lanes in front of a large vehicle. When passing a large vehicle, look for the whole front of the vehicle in the rearview mirror before pulling in front and maintaining speed. Rear no zones. Unlike cars, large vehicles have huge blind spots directly behind them that extend up to 200 feet. If you are too close, the large vehicle cannot see the car, and you cannot see what is ahead of you. If the large vehicle brakes or stops suddenly, you have no place to go and could run into the vehicle. To prevent this, pay close attention when following a large vehicle. Avoid following the vehicle too closely and position your vehicle so the driver can see it in their side mirrors. When traveling up or down steep hills, large vehicles must drive slowly, approximately 35 miles per hour, and therefore use the right lane. Avoid driving in the right lane, if possible, when traveling up or down hills, as well as near truckway stations, where large vehicles will be attempting to re-enter faster-moving traffic. By avoiding the right lane in these areas, you will reduce the possibility of a crash with a large vehicle. Turning. Pay close attention to large vehicles' turn signals and give them plenty of room to maneuver. When a truck or bus needs to make a right turn, the driver will sometimes swing the vehicle wide to the left to safely turn right and clear the corner of a curb or other obstruction. Sometimes space from other lanes is used to clear corners. If you try to get in between the truck or bus and the curb, you will be squeezed in between the vehicle and could suffer a serious crash. To avoid a crash, do not turn until the truck or bus has completed its turn. Keep in mind. When you meet a truck coming from the opposite direction, keep as far as possible to the right side of the roadway to avoid a sideswipe crash and to reduce the wind turbulence between the two vehicles, which pushes the vehicles apart. Many crashes with large vehicles occur at intersections because motorists are unable to judge accurately the speed of a truck approaching before making a left turn. When in doubt about the speed of an oncoming truck or bus, do not turn left in its path. The truck or bus may be going faster than you think, and it takes longer for the truck or bus to stop than a car. Many intersections are marked with stop lines to show where you must come to a complete stop. These stop lines help to set you farther back at an intersection to give larger vehicles more turning space. Always stop behind stop lines. Do not cut off a large vehicle in traffic or on the highway to reach an exit, turn, or to beat a truck into a single-lane construction zone. The few seconds that might be saved are not worth a life. Merging. Merging traffic should keep moving and enter highways at the same speed as the existing traffic flow. Do not merge in front of a truck or bus and then slow down. Remember, trucks and buses are unable to slow down as quickly as automobiles. Trucks and buses do not accelerate at the same rate as automobiles. If a truck or bus must stop on an acceleration lane when entering a freeway, it requires a long distance for the truck or bus to reach merging speed. Automobile drivers can assist the truck and bus drivers who are entering a freeway, interstate, by maintaining the proper speed for the flow of traffic. This enables trucks and buses to smoothly enter the freeway. The truck or bus driver can then maintain speed and avoid having to stop. This would also assist other drivers who are merging, and not just the larger vehicles. Runaway truck ramps. Occasionally, trucks and buses lose their ability to brake. This is especially dangerous in mountainous terrain. In order to prevent serious accidents from occurring due to out-of-control vehicles, runaway truck ramps have been built. Never park on the ramp or even in the entrance. Not only is this illegal, it is inviting disaster. You may be depriving a driver of the chance to survive by denying them access to the runaway ramp. One indication of a runaway truck or bus is smoke coming from the brakes. So, if you see a truck or bus with smoke coming from their brakes, get out of the way and/or do not get in front of the vehicle. Construction areas. Exercise extreme caution and courtesy in construction areas. Under normal conditions, highways are signposted and the lanes are clearly marked. In construction areas, these items may not exist. Do not suddenly pull in front of a truck or bus and stop abruptly. The truck or bus driver may not see you or may not be able to stop in time. Bus-related issues. Intercity buses make frequent stops. If you do not want to get caught behind a bus when they make a stop, then read the road ahead. If you see a bus ahead of you, move to another lane of traffic before the bus stops. Additionally, if you are passing a parked bus, do so with care as the bus may start to move out into the lane of traffic. Another important consideration is to remember that as with school buses, children have been known to run in front of intercity buses and in front of oncoming traffic. Drivers should also be alert for pedestrians running to catch a bus. In summary, Be cautious when passing a parked bus and be on the lookout for pedestrians running in front of the vehicle. Articulated buses present an additional hazard due to tail swing, where the rear of the bus swings out into traffic. The swing on articulated buses is approximately 3 feet. Allow enough room between the vehicle and the rear of articulated bus to accommodate the tail swing. The bigger they are, the bigger their blind spots. The more room they need to maneuver. The longer it takes them to stop. The longer it takes them to accelerate. The longer it takes to pass them. The more likely you're going to be the loser in a collision. Remember, the smaller the vehicle being driven, the harder it is for truck and bus drivers to see you. Let's share the road safely with large trucks and buses. Don't hang out in the no zone. Exercise courtesy and common sense when driving. Emergency vehicles. Emergency vehicles will be equipped with sirens, flashing lights, and special horns to help them move through traffic. As a driver, you must yield right of way to an emergency vehicle when the flashing lights and sirens are on by pulling over to the edge of the road so the emergency vehicle may pass. Avoid blocking intersections. Police and traffic stops. If pulled over by law enforcement, move as safely and quickly off the travel portion of the road to the right side of the roadway and make sure the spot selected will not interfere with the other vehicles on the road. Remain in the vehicle unless requested to get out. Turn off the engine. Turn on the hazard flashers and, if at night, the interior lights to help the officer see that everything is in order inside the vehicle. Roll down the window so that you and the officer can communicate. Remain calm and keep your seatbelt fastened. Ask any passenger to do so as well. Keep your hands on the steering wheel and limit movements so the officer does not think you are hiding or searching for something. When requested, locate and provide your driver's license, proof of insurance, and vehicle registration. If the officer asks for these documents, tell the officer where they are located and reach for them slowly with one hand on the wheel. Remain in the vehicle unless requested to get out. Answer the officer's questions fully and clearly. Never try to run from law enforcement. It is very dangerous, and many fatal crashes occur from police chases. The consequences of running from law enforcement are more severe than the initial traffic citation. Slow-moving vehicles. Be alert for slow-moving vehicles, especially in rural areas. A fluorescent or reflective orange and red triangle displayed on the rear of vehicles drawn by animals, farm equipment, or construction equipment means the vehicle is traveling less than 25 miles per hour. Use caution when approaching a slow-moving vehicle and be sure it is safe before you pass. Farm machinery. Watch for tractors, combines, and other farm equipment moving across the road and traveling on state highways in rural areas. Pass with caution and remember that the operator of the farm machinery cannot hear approaching vehicles. Animal-drawn vehicles and horseback riders. In some rural areas, you may be sharing the road with animal-drawn vehicles and horseback riders. They have the same rights to use the road as a motor vehicle and must follow the same rules of the road. They are subject to heavy damage and injury to the occupants if hit by a vehicle. Pass with caution and do not use the horn or rev the engine because this may scare the horse and cause a crash. To avoid other possible crashes, anticipate left turns made by animal-drawn vehicles into fields and driveways. Warning signs will be posted in areas where you are likely to find animal-drawn vehicles and horseback riders, so be alert.